Father in heaven, we're so thankful, so grateful to you this wonderful day. Lord, we thank you for the miraculous things that you're doing. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you that you stay and remain the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Father, we thank you for your mighty goodness, your mighty blessing, your healing power, your all-seeing eye that's upon the righteous, and your ears are open to hear their cry, and to touch them, to help them, to support them, to guide them, to direct them through life itself. Father, we count ourselves as a privileged children just to come into thy presence with thanksgiving. Come into thy presence with fullness of joy, receiving that abundant pardon, that special rain in our lives that pours down blessings and blessings and blessings and blessings and blessings. Lord, we thank you for thy goodness. We thank you for the overpowering of the mighty Spirit. And Father, we thank you for the Comforter, for the one that you've given us, that Comforter that guides us through life itself. He is the one that helps us. And Father, we thank you for his part in our life. And Father, we thank you that we can be the temple that he lives within. And Father, we thank you for the privilege this day. Lord, for Lord Jesus, Jesus, for all that you've done. Jesus, as you made the worlds at the very beginning, as I read it this morning, about in the beginning, you was there, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face and did great, great many, all the, put these universes in order. And Father, how the Word says the Son was there when the worlds were come together. And Father, we thank you. This whole option that you have, this package of salvation from heaven to wherever it goes through the galaxies, is beyond our understanding. But Father, we just pray that you'd move upon us as only you can, on simple-minded people as we are. And Father, let us realize that you are our Alpha. You're our Omega. You're the beginning and the end. And Father, we thank you that one of these days we're going to stand before your presence. And Father, we hope and pray for that day that thou will say, well done, thou good and faithful servants. Enter into thy rest. And Lord, we praise you this day. We thank you for America this day. We pray for all those in this day and this land who's proclaimed the love of God. We pray for those who are doing your mighty will in their hearts in a very special way. And Father, for the world problems that's facing this world today, for all those, as we get letters from all over the world, we pray that you'd touch those places. Father, we pray that you'd touch your people. We pray that you'd set them up in a higher place, a higher tone, and a far higher message this day to hear the love of God. And Father, we know that we've been favored this day. We've been favored by your power. We've been favored by your anointing. And Father, we give you praise and glory. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I'm thankful that God can give us, it says, the Bible says, every good, acceptable, perfect will of God. I'm thankful. I want the perfect will of God. And I know today if I would have followed a realm that I've been just acceptable and made it easy, but I don't want the easy way, and I want the perfect will of God. I want that absolute that I can trust in the living God. He is forever faithful. And all of us out there that you're hearing me now, we're all tested daily. We're human. We're a human vehicle that God uses. He sees how we respond to every situation. And sometimes we're not really doing anything wrong, but our self comes in the picture and some little shadiness of our own, and you say it's okay, but it's not your perfect will. And Father, I pray this day, we pray that this will be your perfect will, this service will be in your perfect will. I pray that you'll override all the heaviness, all the taxing, the heavy burdens of life itself, and I pray that you bring forth a productive move with the Almighty Spirit. And Father, we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. The book of Jonah, I like to read it. It starts out, Jonah is like all the rest. God puts a great call in his life. And that call, he moves upon Jonah in a very special way. He says, I've got a job for you to do, Jonah. And Jonah is like some of us sometimes. He's a little bit stubborn. And he says, no, I'm not going to do that, Lord. I'm going to do my own thing. And I really believe in America this day, we're finding a lot of people that's doing their own things, that's walking their own talk, walking their own direction, their own callings. But God is looking for a people, I believe from the bottom of my heart, where those will go the extra step Because Jesus proclaimed that in the Word of God. He said, if a warning ghost compels you to go 1 mile, go that extra mile. Go that extra farther. And go greater. If you're doing a work as unto the Lord or doing whatever you do, go at always the extra measure. Don't be lax, but be abundant. Be full in all you do. I built dams and those kind of things. And I know in the slopes, if you're full in the slopes, you never get in trouble. But when you get lean in the slopes, that's when the inspectors and all the people get a little bit, because what you're doing, you're cheating on the dirt. You're letting it not quite up to par. You're not quite doing what you're paid to be doing. And the dam is weakened because there's not enough earth in the support of that dam. And that's the way life is. We can cut corners many times, and we get by with it through life, and we think, well, we're so super spiritual because we can do this and that. But the Bible says that we're to do everything as up to God. It should be our greatest desire. It's above board, everything that we do. Our wording, our thinking is above what's demanded. It's above what I have serving God. It's above what I wish to do in my own heart. I want to do the uttermost part of them, the greater than I can actually can do. I desire that greater depth, that greater height, that greater compassion in my heart, that I will love, that I will do the things of God out of the abundance of the love through my being. And there's another step that we have to go into. The love suffereth long and is kind. We might do some of these requirements and do them as unto the Lord, but they're not done on the label of love. They're not done in that measure of love, in that loving, love your neighbor as yourself, coming before God with a love, a sacrifice of love, loving him and praising him because of who he is, not because of what he's done for me, which is very wonderful, but who he is. He is glorious. He is God. I need to have that reverence through him, the unction of my uttermost being, to give him the highest respect of love, of the deity that I truly love him from the bottom of my spirit. He can read us like a map. We don't hide any of our feelings. He knows us so completely. I don't know how my God does it, my Heavenly Father does it, but he knows all of our whole. He knows how many blood cells are in my life. He knows what color they are. I don't even know this, but he knows all these things. He is very specific in everything that he said. He is perfect. He is God. He is the one. He made us in his likeness. And he wants us to come into perfection also. And the way we do that is coming and working out our salvation with fear and trembling as we keep confessing our faults. We start growing. And that's what this about Jonah is about. God sent Jonah into Nineveh because God says it's a wicked city. And so Jonah was called by God, Jonah, go to Nineveh. And Jonah says, I'm going to go and flee to Tarshish. He gets in the ship, and the ship takes off, and pretty soon the angry waves comes, meets that ship. And we know that the end there, but anyway, the mariners in those days had oars, I imagine, in their hands, and pretty soon they couldn't compete against what they was facing. And that's the way life sometimes, we can't compete what we're facing. It's more than what we can, we're not adequate what we face. That's why every step for life, we need the power of the Spirit of God that gives us that extra triumph in him. And the Word of God says, we triumph in Christ. We try and God gives the up. We try and God gives us victory. We try and God makes us adequate where we're going. And Jonah was not responding to the call of God. God's called us all to come into righteousness. God has called everyone us to come into faithfulness. God has called us to walk in righteousness. God has called us to walk loving the things that God loves, hating the things that he detests, that we would love righteousness, that we'd hate iniquity. This is the things that need to grow as we grow more, even as our, what we say as a preacher, teacher. We need these very part of our innermost being filled with righteousness. Right things, righteousness, right life in our lives. With the peace of God to give us that peace, that joy, that uttermost blessing, assurance that Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, born of God, born of the Spirit, filled with his love. We need that extra determination to serve the Lord our God with all of our heart. But Jonah was actually minus these areas. I'm not judging him, but I just see it in the word. He was actually a little lax. But there is a part of this, as I'd like to read a portion of this,
And I felt very compelled. And they said unto him, tell us, we pray thee, whose cause this evil has come upon us. As they're seeing these ways, and they're very careful because they know this must be a man of God. They don't want to come against God. They say, you know, they want, says, what is thine occupation? But this here is for all of us. And whence comest thou? That's all of us. Where are we coming from? Where are we going to? We all find ourselves, where comest thou? Are we coming in the fullness? Are we going in lackness, in shamefulness, and doing things that's shady, not doing the will of God? Where comest thou? God is saying, O earth, where comest thou? Art thou going to seek God? Are you coming into the higher ground? Are you coming to that greater plateau? Or are you going to the lesser place as your demands in a lesser place that you don't have to really put out much? It's not much required. Some of these places, not much required. You don't even have to go to church. Just everything's fine. But God, I believe, it has a greater calling upon all of us. Where comest thou? Do we have the common calling? The common calling of just anybody? Or do we have a calling of getting by calling? Or do we have a calling with a supernatural power of God upon us? He reveals himself in the deity of your heart that you have that supernatural calling, that you know that God has called you from a place, a world that is far from him. You find yourself alienated in life as you walk day by day. Every place you go, no one really cares where you go. Because your eyes are not with the world. Your eyes are not with those. But your eyes are centered on the Lord Jesus Christ. Your eyes are stationed upon him. And your everything that you face, you don't see the love of God in people. But yet you perform. You perform with the glory of the goodness of God. That when God demands of you, you says, Lord, send me. Lord, that I would reply, send me, Lord. Help me not to wander. Help me not to be ashamed. Help me to be ready. Some of the requirements of us to be a good steward when God called us has done our groundwork. Have we been patient reading the Word of God? Have we been patient in praying? Have we been patient waiting upon God? Have we done the will of God? Have we performed in the minor areas that we face day by day that we would do the will of God above measure? That there be no gatherings when the Lord comes. And we see these as, where comest thou? And this really hit my heart. Where comest thou? Where are we coming from? Are we going just down path of life itself? Are we going down just having a next Christmas, we're going to have Christmas again, and next fall we're going to have Thanksgiving, and we're going to have all the kids come, we're going to have grandma and grandpa, and these things become the highlights of the things that we look forward to. We're going to have a trip next year, we're going to go to Mount Zion, we're going to go to wherever, the Bahamas, we're going. This is what's in the hearts of many people. Their minds are on things to do. Their minds are on the things that take their time. What's on our mind? It says, he shall keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. God's here to bless us, to rearrange us, to glorify us with his presence, so we might have that overtowering presence that's real. But Jonah, God has to use sometimes what he has. But what a wonderful calling that God can literally call us and we respond. And we feel in ourselves helplessness. We really many times don't know whether we can do it. We feel like that we're incomplete within ourselves. But that's what God wishes. Our help is in him. Our strength is in him. That our help comes from the Lord. And we, as we process through time, as Jonah goes and speaks to Nineveh, as we go and preach day by day with the living of our lives. This life is written and lived for a very special reason. It tells a story to everyone that meets. And if our life is shining before God, it puts an imprint upon the people. Passers by that come and say, what do you have? See right there, the mariners, they was asking Jonah, do you know this? And Jonah says, well, I know this God. But they had to question him. And here today, there should be no question about us. There should be no question who we serve. There should be no guessing that we're living for God. There should be no hesitation that we have to make. We may try to make excuses. You know, if someone calls us to do something, many times when people want to help, people have this, oh, what do you want me for? What do you want? But God says, Are you doing it as unto me?
I learned that years ago. We must do everything we do as unto the Lord.
And He qualifies us. He keeps us. He keeps us in a place of safety that we might walk in His divine comfort. The enemy is here today to uproot us, to take away our crown, to take away our joy, take away our voice, take everything that we have. But he is a liar, and he has never been faithful. He is a truth breaker. He has brought a terrible defeat on many of God's people. But God's got a special people that's going to rise and shine, as they're going to come and climb to Mount Zion, and they're going to do the will of God, and they're going to bring healing to God's people. God is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but as long-suffering, thus we're not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. I believe that Jonah is a very picture of the church, Lord, this day. How Jonah had to sit down in the bottom of that sea and had finally repented. We need to repent this day, and there's many this day that needs to repent because they're not where the Spirit of the Lord is. And truly this day, I can truthfully say, God does not want us to keep going on coming against His Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit has been put out. His Holy Spirit is not wanted. Many places, His Holy Spirit is put in the back room. This is no kidding. It's what they want. It's in the back room. And that's not, I don't know whether even that's forgivable. Because the Bible says, if you do these things, it's not going to be forgiven. All sin, matter of sin, is forgivable. But I remember that last time when the Spirit of God, I think it was in it, I think some phrase I'm feeling in my spirit, but God was saying, those go too far, they will not be able to receive forgiveness. So we need to ask forgiveness before it's too late. We need to call upon God and say, Lord, what's wrong? I know that you sent me to Nineveh, and I want to be ready. I want to do your will. I want to walk in thy presence. God wants us to be overcomers, that we might walk in his righteousness. I'm going to keep proclaiming the love of God. I'm going to speak his word. I'm here to bring forth a voice as crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jonah had a voice, what with joy. Proclaim that voice, the Lord our God is coming. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Jonah comes in there and gets upset because God saves him. Literally, but before this happens, Jonah has a confrontation with the Lord way down in the deep of the sea. And Jonah finds himself, and I believe this is a picture of many, many people in America this day and all over the world. You're finding yourself without, don't have that joy no longer. You find yourself in bondage. You find yourself, as Jonah was, in that sliminess in the bottom of that fish, in the bars of a prison, being imprisoned in that fish. But God set him free. And God actually had that fish vomit. And the Bible says in Revelations that we need to be nor cool or hot nor cold, but if we're lukewarm. And I was reading out of another translation, it says vomit. God will vomit us out of his life. He says spew is the way, but I'm just saying, I read that translation last night at home. There's another translation. It says vomit. And we all know what that word means. So, that's not a good thing. And if God's saying that about us, because that period of time, Jonah's time was way back before the coming of the Lord. And we've come past that time to time when God's coming back, and this time it's not going to be just Nineveh, it's going to be the world. It's going to be whosoever will. But Jesus made it possible that all could come and know Him and the fullness of power, knowing the fullness of the joy, the things that God can only give us. That He can give us that enrichment, that blessed hope, that blessed assurance that He will never leave us, that He is greater than whatever we face. We're more than conquerors through Him which loves us. It says, persuade neither life nor death nor angels nor principalities things present, neither height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nay, in all these things more than conquerors through him which loved us. We are more than conquerors through him which loved us. God is coming back through the clouds of very soon. I wish God had a lot more than I am. It seems like my body's falling apart, but I'm going to use the last greatest what I have. I'm going to give to him. I've decided I'll give him my all. And that's all I can do. And that's all he requires. I may not be as brilliant. I may not have the voice that some people would have. But I'm going to give what I have to Almighty God. And I'm going to give him myself. Serve him with gladness. Come before his presence singing. Know that he is God. He is glorious. He is victorious. He is greater than life itself. He is our Savior. He's our soon coming King. And we need to be prepared because many, many, many this day are not ready to see our King. They're visiting places of great wrong, tasteful things that they're enter into, brings them void from the presence of God. The things that many of God's people are doing, God cannot look upon with His approval. You might do it, but God cannot look upon you with His approval. Having His approval is, He says, well done, thou faithful servant. Well done, my child. But when we do these things, our prayers don't get answered. You know, I was in service the other night, and this man and this woman, they needed a prayer, and it's just like, but people are so carnal church. God wants us to be in the supernatural. He wants us to receive His glory impacted within our being that no one can take it from us. It's there as a solid blessing from heaven. And we don't have to have disbelief. We don't have to walk in fear. We don't have to walk in discomfort. We can walk in His assurance that He is with us. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And you can have that assurance when you pray, you know it's done. You don't have to guess. It's done. And I'm not saying this bragging, but that's what God wishes, that we would be so in His Spirit. The apostle said he was in the Spirit of the Lord on the Lord's Day. But the Spirit of God's upon you, it brings forth a climax from heaven. It joins you with heaven itself. And when you're in heaven itself, it brings great overflow of God's blessings. In His presence is fullest joy. In His right hand, pleasure evermore. God's here to restore us. God's here to lift us up that we don't have to be failures. We don't have to go and finish a job and pout. Our gourd falls down and we may be upset. What happened to Jonah? We need to have the joy of the Lord, whatever comes our way, that we have a smile on our face, that we're happy. God's people need to be happy. If we're sad, something's wrong with our encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. God wants to bring the fullness of joy, the overflowing of His presence. When you're sick, you still feel good. When you can't talk, you feel good. Hallelujah. Nothing can get you down because everything that takes place, you're in His control. You don't have to worry when you cough, when all you do these things, because we're in a human body. But God comes upon this human body and gives us a performance above records. He brings us a performance above that anything can ever seen. Records are kept to bring out the finest things, but God can break those records in His people. God can have you to walk in climax and in glory. And God's touching my life right now that I'm not where I was when I first come here. God's here to reestablish you, to bless you, to enrich you, to encase His love upon you, that you might be qualified in life itself, that you would never fear. You would walk in His joy forevermore. And you would lift your head high every day and say, Lord, I thank You that I'm Your child. If no one loves me, praise God, I know that You love me. And that's the only thing that counts is what You think about me anyway. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If God be for us, who can be against us? We're more than conquerors through Him which loves us. But we as a people, as America this night, needs to repent as you've never repented before. Churches, I've been there, they don't repent. They get up and say, well, this is that. They don't repent. God's been speaking to my heart. When we don't repent, it means there's something down inside of us. And that's what causes this blindness. This blindness is coming in America. This blindness is coming into God's people. And this blindness has taken us over. Pretty soon we can't see that we're not in the Spirit. We're finding ourselves not being able to deal with life itself because we don't really know what's happening. You know, but what happens? God spoke to my heart just this day and let me know that when people have lived in His righteousness, and pretty soon they start backsliding, that pretty soon there becomes something in this being that can't cope because they're backsliding. That's when God actually puts a blindness on their life because they would not be able to cope with life itself. So when that life, God actually takes it from them, but that blindness is still in them. And they need that removed. And they can stack another blindness right on it. Pretty soon they're walking double blinded. And pretty soon they walk triple blinded. And pretty soon they're going around as blind people. And this is what we need to see, a revival of people being set free from the bondage of the careless living that people have lived. They've lived shamefully before the Lord their God. They've lived in the attire, and their nakedness is being seen upon them right now. And everybody has seen the nakedness of wickedness upon God's people. And they're not shining no longer. They've lost that luster. They've lost that brilliance of God's glory. They've lost the favor of God. They've lost the deity of God. And they've lost the presence of God. And they're going to lose out with eternity with God unless they straighten up and come to God's way. God wants to call America to repentance, that people would live under God's rulership. God is the most loving God that you can imagine. God will take care of you, take care of me better. I live in a house with one dog outside and another dog inside, but God lives inside the house with me. It's a special time. God will live with you. He will make his home with you. He'll abide with you. He will make himself real with you. And then when you get out like this, he will come upon you. He'll move upon you utterly. The glory of God. He will visit your heart because you remain faithful. God's faithful, and he wants us to start being faithful. He wants us to start being faithful of loving God. Many of us cave in. We're mad at God. We're mad at the whole world. We don't get our own way. That's childish. The Bible says, put off the youthful lusts. Those youthful things that bring you down. Many of God's people are still a bunch of babies, so they got youthful lust upon them, and these need to be curbed by the Spirit from heaven. The Bible says that spanking doesn't hurt a child. It'll take away that bad spirit within it. Just last night, God showed me that I thought my childhood was very rough. But God told me that it took away the imps within my life because of the sternness of my folks. Thank God for my parents. Thank God that they was very strict of my brother Paul and I. The rest of them, they sort of got the other way. But Paul and I, we got the sternness. We got the sternness. You must, even everything we did, but I see it was a victorious. We came to observe the things of God at a very little age. But it takes away these wrong things that has us captive. We get captive in the elements that we don't even understand. Pretty soon, because of our childish things, when we get grown, we have troubles. We have troubles as a husband. We have troubles as a wife. We have trouble dealing with life because we're still a child. We've never grown up the things of God. God said, church, awake. Rise to the occasion. I've called you to be my witnesses. I've called you to walk in my glory. I've called you to walk in my leadership. But I am here this day to help my people. I'm here to touch them, to strengthen them, to move upon them as only I, the Lord thy God, can do. I choose this night to help my ones, to help them to walk victorious, that they will never have to no longer wander through the wilderness as my early children walked. But they can walk with my blessings, walking to my fulfillment, that I would give them strength to be overcomers, that I would give them a new hope, a new calling, if they would repent. Yes, I, the Lord thy God, should do great and mighty things. Repent, my people, repent. Seek me as Nineveh sought me, and I shall surely touch thee in a mighty way. I shall move upon thee, even as Jonah got upset. I say many of my people are upset, but I say my people need to pray. My people need to call upon me. My people need to repent. My people need to seek the Lord their God. And if they shall do this, because I say very shortly, elements are going to change this world. There's going to be things that you shall see in the elements that you've never seen before very shortly. You're going to see collisions of things that you can't imagine. You're going to see peoples not knowing what they're doing. You're going to see troubles. You're going to see people going astray and they don't know why they're there. You're going to see anger. You're going to see fierceness. And I say your hope is in me this day. Your hope is in the Lord thy God. I say there is no hope. There is no hope. The world is, there is no hope in thyself, O one. And I say, churches, you do not have no hope because you're the center of the hope. But I say, you're not the hope. The Lord thy God is that hope. And I say, churches, you need to seek me this day, that thou will not find thyself in pride as thou art prideful. My churches are prideful, very prideful, said the Spirit of God. They're adulterous, they're prideful, they're willful, and they do not look to the one that loves them. And they will not allow my Holy Spirit to be within them. They cast them away. But I say, my eyes see these things,
And I see that our repentance is not being fulfilled. For I say, judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. Seek the Lord thy God, and thou shalt find rest, saith the Spirit of God.